Welcome everyone to today's deep dive. We're really glad you are joining us today. If you are trying to grow a business, manage a project, or even just keep a marketing budget from, spiraling completely out of control, you know exactly how overwhelming the digital landscape can feel right now.
Oh, absolutely. It's a lot to navigate.
It is, because you have a limited budget, you have these ambitious goals, and you probably have a dozen different competing voices in your ear telling you what you absolutely must do to succeed.
Right. It's a classic dilemma. I mean, on one side, you have the aggressive push for Google Ads. You've got people insisting that if you are not paying for the top spot, you are essentially invisible.
And then on the other side?
On the other side, the SEO purists tell you that paying for clicks is basically just throwing your money into a furnace. They say that organic search is really the only real way to build long-term value.
Okay, so let's unpack this, because our mission today is to finally bust this whole either or myth. We are digging into a brand new 2025 to 2026 industry data guide.
Yeah, it's from a technical SEO agency called Technegian.
Right, and they are based out in Orange County, California. So this specific data focuses pretty heavily on small businesses in that region. But whether you are operating a local shop in Southern California or you're managing a digital storefront half a world away, the underlying mechanics they have uncovered are going to apply directly to you.
They really are.
We are going to break down what these channels actually do, the real hard costs involved, and how to strategically combine them so you aren't just burning cash.
And what is so compelling about this data is that it forces us to look past the marketing jargon. We are going to examine the raw economics of how we actually acquire customers online today.
Exactly. And you are going to want to stick around for this, because we're going to explore this fascinating concept of renting versus owning your digital presence.
Which is such a crucial distinction.
It really is. Plus, we are going to look at the massive, completely surprising impact that AI is having on search costs right this very minute. But let's start with the harsh reality of Google Ads.
Let's do it.
The appeal here is obvious, right? It is speed, pure and simple. I mean, if you want immediate visibility, you set a daily budget, you write some quick copy, and boom, your business appears at the very top of the search results within a matter of hours.
That kind of instant gratification is incredibly tempting, especially when you have, immediate revenue goals to hit. But we have to look at the steep and rapidly rising cost of that visibility.
Right.
When we dig into the analytical numbers from this 2025 data, a very clear and honestly somewhat alarming picture emerges. Across all industries, the average cost per click, or CPC on Google Ads, is now $5.26.
$5 a click. Just to get someone to visit your website.
Yeah.
I mean, at first glance, maybe that might not sound completely unreasonable to someone who is just starting out.
It might not, until you realize that is a 12.9% year-over-year increase.
Wow. Nearly 13% in 1 year.
Exactly. And this isn't isolated to a few hyper-competitive niches either. Costs are rising nearly everywhere. Fully 87% of industries saw their cost per click increase this past year.
That is wild.
It is. But the click cost is only half the story. The real issue is consumer behavior. The average click-through rate on Google Ads is currently sitting at just 6.66%.
Okay, wait. Let me make sure I'm visualizing this right. If 100 people search for your service and they see your ad sitting right there at the top of the page, roughly 93 of them just scroll right past it.
Exactly. They completely ignore it. Ad blindness is a very real growing phenomenon. So you are only getting about 7 out of those 100 people to actually click the ad.
Yeah.
And of those 7 people who do click, the average conversion rate is just 7.52%.
Meaning what? Exactly.
That means out of those 7 clicks, maybe one single person actually takes an action, like calling your office or filling out a contact form.
Ouch. Let's put some real-world math to those percentages, because this is where it really hits your wallet. Let's take the example of a retail business in Costa Mesa from the data.
Okay, great example.
So if you are that business and you are paying that average $5.26 per click, you need about 13 clicks just to generate one single lead based on that conversion rate. So that one lead just costs you about $70.
Yep. $70 for a lead.
But hold on, a lead is not a sale. If your sales team has, say, a 25% close rate on the leads that come in, you need 4 leads to make one actual sale.
Right.
4 leads at $70 each means your actual customer acquisition cost through Google Ads is $280.
And remember that $280 is just your media spend. That is before you even factor in the management fees you are likely paying an agency to run those ads for you.
Which aren't cheap.
No, they aren't. They can easily add another 15 to 20% to your total cost.
Let me play devil's advocate here, though. If it is that expensive, and the costs are rising nearly 13% a year, why does anyone still do it?
That's the big question.
Right. Because if I'm running a business, and I have payroll to meet on Friday, I might not care about the long-term inefficiency. I just need revenue today.
Yeah.
If paying $280 gets me a $1,000 job by tomorrow, isn't that worth it?
That is the exact tension so many business owners face. It comes down to what the industry calls the rental model.
The rental model.
Think of Google Ads like paying for a digital billboard by the hour. The visibility is immediate, yes. But there is absolutely no residual value. The very second your credit card bounces or your daily budget runs out, your visibility drops to absolute zero.
You just disappear.
You disappear entirely. You aren't building a lasting asset. You are just paying a toll. Every single lead requires another dollar spent.
It is literally a toll booth.
Well,
but I imagine there are specific scenarios where renting that space actually makes perfect sense, despite the toll.
Absolutely. The data outlines a few scenarios where ads are highly strategic. First, new business launches. If you just opened a brand new dental practice in Anaheim, you need patients in the chairs tomorrow, not in 6 months.
Right, you need cash flow immediately.
Exactly. Ads give you that instant baseline of traffic. Second, seasonal spikes. Think of Orange County HVAC companies. When a sudden summer heat wave hits or a winter chill sets in, they need to capitalize heavily on that immediate, urgent demand.
That makes total sense. You scale the ad spend up when the weather is extreme, and then you dial it back when it is mild.
Right. It is a faucet. It is also highly effective for testing new markets. If you are launching a new service line, Google Ads lets you validate the demand and figure out your actual conversion rates quickly using real market data.
Before you commit thousands of dollars to a long-term organic strategy.
Exactly. And finally, if you have high lifetime value clients, if a new client is going to bring in $2,000 or more in revenue over their lifetime with your business, spending $200 or even $300 to acquire them through Google Ads is just sound economics.
Though, it is definitely worth noting that if you are in those high-value industries, you are not paying the average $5 a click.
Not at all.
The data points out that for legal services or dental practices, CPCs can easily range from $5 to over $22 per click.
Mm-hmm.
At $22 a click, that customer acquisition math gets terrifying very quickly.
Which is exactly why you cannot rely on the rental model forever. You have to start building your own property.
And here's where it gets really interesting. Let's transition over to the other side of the equation. The economics of SEO, or search engine optimization.
Yes.
If Google Ads is renting a billboard by the hour, SEO is what is referred to as the ownership model.
It is a fundamentally different economic engine. With SEO, you are not paying Google a toll for each individual click. The cost per click for organic search results is exactly $0.
$0.
And what is fascinating here is how consumers actually behave when given the choice. Over 70% of all web clicks go to the organic results, not the paid ads sitting at the top of the page.
Wait, 70%? So the vast majority of people are actively scrolling right past the companies who paid to be there?
Yes, they are. Users have become incredibly savvy over the years. They know what a sponsored result is, and they inherently trust the organic results more.
That makes sense.
They know that Google's algorithm has determined those organic pages are actually the best, most relevant answers to their question, not just the ones with the biggest marketing budget.
But there is a massive catch here, isn't there?
Yeah.
I mean, you don't just push a button and suddenly own the top organic spot. It takes a significant amount of time.
It does.
The data shows it typically takes 3 to 6 months to see measurable SEO results for local terms and up to 6 to 12 months for broader, highly competitive keywords. That is a long time for a small business to wait for a return on their investment.
It is a very significant time investment, but the trade-off is the compounding nature of the return.
Compounding.
Yes. Let's look at the real-world application from the data, comparing two different approaches for a healthcare practice in Long Beach.
Okay.
Let's say this practice has a marketing budget of $3,000 a month. If they pour that entirely into Google Ads, they might generate 40 to 60 leads per month. But the moment they stop paying that $3,000, those leads vanish overnight.
Because the rental agreement is up.
Precisely. Now, take that same $3,000 a month and invest it in technical SEO and content authority. In month 3 of that campaign, that investment might only generate 10 to 20 leads.
So on paper, it looks like you are losing the game early on.
Right. But because you are building a compounding asset,
yeah,
optimizing pages, building technical infrastructure, earning backlinks by month 12, that same $3,000 monthly investment is generating 60 to 80 plus leads per month.
Wow.
And crucially, if the practice hits a rough patch and needs to pause their SEO investment for a month, those organic leads keep flowing in.
Because the digital infrastructure is already built. You actually own the digital real estate.
Exactly.
That distinction between an expense and an asset is just huge. So based on this data, who should be leaning heavily into SEO?
It is best for established businesses looking for sustainable long-term growth. Interestingly, it is also highly recommended for budget-conscious businesses.
Really? Even though it takes longer?
Yes. If your total marketing budget is under $3,000 a month, splitting that between ad spend and an agency's management fee leaves you with very little actual firepower. You are better off investing it in a compounding asset.
Okay, that makes sense.
It is also absolutely vital for local service businesses, plumbers, electricians, restaurants, people who rely heavily on the Google Local Pack, those map results.
Oh, the map is huge for local.
And if you are a multi-location business, SEO scales beautifully across all your locations, whereas Google Ads requires you to fund separate, expensive campaign budgets for every single city you target.
So we've established that Google Ads are getting more expensive, and SEO takes time but builds compounding value. But why are those ad costs rising so aggressively right now? What is driving a nearly 13% spike in a single year?
This brings us to a massive disruption in the digital landscape, and the answer lies in artificial intelligence.
AI.
The available click volume for traditional search ads is actively shrinking. Consumers are changing how they search. They are increasingly bypassing traditional search engines entirely.
And using what instead?
They're using platforms like ChatGPT, Google's own AI Overviews, and Perplexity to find direct answers about local businesses.
So because these AI summaries are answering the user's question right there at the very top of the page, fewer people are clicking through to the traditional links below.
Exactly.
That means the competition for the remaining ad spots is fiercer, which drives the cost per click through the roof.
You nailed it. And this introduces a concept that is rapidly reshaping the industry right now, AEO, or answer engine optimization.
Answer engine optimization.
I have to admit, the technical nuances of AEO are absolutely fascinating. Traditional SEO was all about trying to rank on a list of blue links. AEO is the practice of optimizing your technical foundation specifically so that your business is the definitive information these AI platforms pull from when they generate their direct answers.
Let me stop you right there because this is a massive takeaway for you listening right now. If I have a massive Google Ads budget, can I just pay Google or OpenAI to make sure my business is the one featured in their AI overview?
No, you absolutely cannot buy an AI citation. That is the critical differentiator. You cannot pay ChatGPT to feature your business as the definitive answer. The only way you get cited by AI is through deeply optimized content with a flawless technical foundation.
Okay, technical foundation. That phrase gets thrown around a lot. What does that actually mean? Because I think a lot of people assume SEO is just sprinkling the right keywords into a blog post and hoping for the best.
The Technigian framework is very clear on this. The infrastructure for growth is deeply technical. It involves optimizing your core web vitals.
Which are what?
Those are Google's metrics for things like how fast your page loads and how visually stable it is when someone scrolls. It also means constantly monitoring and fixing site crawl errors so the AI bots can actually read and index your site without hitting digital roadblocks.
Making it easy for the bots.
Exactly. And most importantly, it means implementing specific schema markups.
Okay, let's unpack schema markup, because that sounds like heavy developer jargon that makes most business owners' eyes glaze over. What does that actually look like in practice?
Think of schema markup like giving AI a perfectly formatted digital ID card for your business. Instead of forcing ChatGPT or Google's bots to read your entire website and guess what it is you actually do, you are handing it a structured business card written in its own native coding language.
Oh, that's a great analogy.
The data specifically points to using local business schema, FAQ schema, and review schema. This structured data is what determines whether your content appears in those rich AI overviews.
There is a quote in this report that I think perfectly captures the frustration so many business owners feel when dealing with this stuff. They state, and I quote, "Most marketing agencies are great at spending your Google Ads budget. Very few can actually tell you why your website does not convert."
It's so true.
If your site speed is terrible or your underlying code is messy, throwing thousands of dollars at Google Ads is literally just pouring water into a leaky bucket.
Which is exactly why looking at this as an either scenario is a recipe for failure. The technical foundation must be built first, but the tactics have to work together.
So practically speaking, how do you actually execute this? Do you just flip a switch and turn on both at the same time? If you have a set budget, what is the actual playbook to combine renting and owning?
The data lays out a very clear 12-month roadmap broken down into a four-phase strategy. And the stated goal of this roadmap isn't just to get more traffic.
It's the cost.
Yes. It is to reduce your total customer acquisition costs by 30 to 50% over the course of a year.
Let's walk through these phases slowly so you can visualize exactly how this transition happens in the real world.
Phase one covers months 1 through 3. In this initial phase, you launch your Google Ads. As we discussed, you need immediate lead flow to keep the lights on, meet payroll, and keep the revenue coming in.
Right.
But simultaneously, you begin building that technical SEO foundation. You are fixing the site speed, adding that schema markup ID card we talked about, and rigorously optimizing your Google business profile.
It is essentially living in a rented apartment while you pour the concrete foundation for the house you are building next door. You need a place to sleep today, but you are investing in tomorrow.
Exactly. Then we move into phase two, which is months 3 through 6. Here, you maintain your Google Ads at their current budget. The SEO is starting to simmer, but it hasn't quite boiled yet.
Okay.
But here is the truly brilliant tactical move during this phase. You do not just run those ads blindly. You actively use the real-time data from your Google Ads to see exactly which keywords are converting into actual paying customers.
I love this part. Instead of just guessing what keywords you should target for your long-term SEO and waiting 6 months to see if you were right, you use your paid ads as a paid testing ground.
Yes.
You know for an absolute fact what phrases are making you money, and you prioritize those specific terms in your organic strategy. It is like getting paid to do your own market research.
It is the most efficient use of data possible. Then in phase three, which covers months 6 through 12, the dynamic starts to shift. Your organic rankings are really starting to take over. You are beginning to own that digital real estate.
So what happens to the ads?
You begin the process of actively shifting your budget away from Google Ads and funneling it into your SEO efforts.
I can imagine this is an incredibly difficult phase for a business owner emotionally.
Mm.
You are asking them to slowly turn down the dial on the exact ad campaign that has been feeding their business for the last 6 months. That has to be terrifying.
It is a difficult transition, which is why it has to be done gradually and driven by data. You do not turn the ads off completely. You keep them running, but only to fill in the gaps for highly profitable keywords where you don't quite rank organically yet, or for very specific short-term seasonal promotions.
You're weaning the business off the expensive rental model.
Exactly. And finally, phase four, which is month 12 and beyond, you have reached the promised land.
The promised land.
Precisely. By month 12, your technical SEO is handling the vast majority of your lead generation. The traffic is compounding monthly. Your Google ads are now purely supplemental.
Because you own the organic traffic.
Right. And you are no longer paying that $70 toll for every single lead on the rental market. Your total customer acquisition cost drops significantly. You have built a sustainable engine. You have moved your marketing from a monthly expense column into a capital investment.
So what does this all mean for you? Let's summarize the core journey we have mapped out today. The ultimate takeaway is that you have to stop guessing and start treating your digital marketing exactly like an investment portfolio.
That's the perfect way to look at it.
You wouldn't put your entire retirement savings into one highly volatile stock. Similarly, you need to balance the immediate short-term returns of paid ads with the long-term compounding equity of technical SEO. And whether you are running a massive logistics firm right near the port of Long Beach, a boutique retail shop in Costa Mesa, or you are just listening to this and applying these concepts to your own personal side projects, the fundamental principles of building a strong technical infrastructure remain exactly the same. You have to fix the leaky bucket before you invite the traffic.
And as we wrap up our analysis of this transition toward answer engine optimization, I want to leave you with one final thought to mull over. We spend a lot of time discussing how AI platforms like ChatGPT are bypassing traditional search to give users direct answers on a screen.
Right.
But what happens when the screens start disappearing entirely?
Oh, wow.
As AI voice assistants become more deeply integrated into our lives, mm-hmm. think of smart speakers or AI integrated directly into our cars, and headphones users won't even be looking at a list of answers.
That's true.
They will simply say, book the highest rated plumber near me for tomorrow morning, and the AI agent will make the purchasing decision on their behalf based entirely on which business has the best technical markup and authority.
That's wild.
If we transition from a zero-click future to a zero-screen future, is your digital infrastructure sophisticated enough to talk directly to a robot making decisions for your customers?
A zero-screen future where AI agents are literally buying services on our behalf. That is a wild, provocative thought to end on, and definitely something you need to be thinking about as you plan your digital infrastructure for the next few years. Thank you so much for joining us and spending your time with us on this deep dive. We hope this gave you some serious aha moments and a much clearer path forward for your budget. Keep building that foundation, and we will catch you next time.